Good evening. Welcome to ShareIsraeli.com. Wonderful Chalmoi night. Don't forget to count the Omer. Tonight is the fourth night in the Omer. And as always, I want to give a shout out to all the wonderful people who make this possible. Jake Weinman in the lead for his tireless efforts in bringing us together. Even Chol Hamoed Pesach. Special thank you to Mitch Green for his technical assistance. Special thank you to Rabbi Plotzker. Special thank you to Rabbi Mayevsky and all the other wonderful ideas and share of this incredible, one-of-a-kind organization that is devoted to Chayvil Ul Hadira. And really extra special shout-out to all of the listeners, all of the people who come to learn. They are the ones who we serve. And they are the ones that really, really deserve all the credit. Tonight is Chol Hamoed, and first again, we have to, of course, begin by thanking our sponsors. Special thank you to the sponsor who has dedicated tonight's shul l'zecho l'ilui nishmas Manish Yitzchak ben Aryeh, may his nesham have an aliyah. Thank you to the sponsor. Also, we want to mention that it is soon yard site, was the yard site of the Gaon generation of Yosha ben Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Tzvracha. His yard site was on yesterday, the 18th day of Nisan. It was his 30th yard site. The 30th yard site of the Gaon of Yosha ben Soloveitchik, and may his neshama of Yosha ben Rav Moshe, may his neshama have an aliyah. We are Chol Hamoed, and it's soon going to be Shvi Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, which carries with it the Acharon Shel Pesach. I'd like to try to bring out an idea that relates to the uniqueness of the eighth day of Pesach. And let's look first at a Rashi in Chumash Devar, Parashas Re'eh, where we learn about the Yom Tov Pesach. Yom Tov Pesach appears primarily in three places. It appears in Parshas Bo, appears in Parshas Emor, and appears in Parshas Re'eh. So there in Parshas Re'eh, go through all of the Moadim, we come to Pesach, and the Torah spells out quite a bit of information about the Yom Tov Pesach. And in the process, the Pasuk presents what appears to be a contradiction regarding the mitzvah of matzah. Let me turn to the page. It's in Parsha Re'eh, the end of the Parsha, where we read this on the eighth day of Pesach, and we read this also on the eighth day of Sukkot, Kol HaBachor, and we come to the Yom Tov Pesach, Shomores Chodesh Aviv, Yosif Pesach LaShem, and we as it bays the Zavachta Pesach Lashem Elokecha, Tzaynu Vokor, you shall offer a carbon Pesach to Hashem, Tzaynu Vokor, Bamokoy Masha Yivcha Hashem Lashakein Shmoshon. Loi Soichal Olof Chametz, when you eat, when you bring the carbon Pesach, do not eat Olof. Olof in this context means with it, Chametz. Instead, Shivas yonim tochal olav matzos lechem oni. Ki b'chipozon yotzosa mi'eretz Mitzrayim l'man tiskres yom tzitzcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim kol yinechayach. We learn over here about the mitzvah of matzah. Matzah is called lechem oni. As we know from the Seder, lechem sho'onin olav dvarim harbe. And for 7 days, shivas yonim, you shall eat together with the carbon Pesach, even though the carbon Pesach was only eaten for 1 day, only for 6 hours. Pasuk says, matzos, you shall eat for 7 days. Matzos lechem oni. Why? Ki because, v'chi pozon, yotzos on the Eretz Mitzrayim, you left Egypt in haste. L'mantiskos yom tzeschem on the Eretz Mitzrayim kol yinei chayach. You shall remember the Exodus every single day of your life. Okay, let's fast forward. And still go on, mention more about the Korban Pesach, and more about Korbanos. And then it says in Pasuk Ches, Sheshes yomin toichal matzos. Eat matzos for 6 days. Uvayem ashvi, on day 7, atzeres l'Hashem alokecho, v'sas nemelach. The obvious question is, in the beginning of the parasha, of Pesach, it tells us, bring the Korban Pesach on day 1 of Pesach and eat matzos for 7 days. And then it goes on to warn us, make sure you don't bring the Korban Pesach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The only place where you can bring the Korban Pesach is in the Beis HaMikdash. And then you shall, there you bring the Korban Pesach, you can cook and eat other korbanos. Take that back. Uvishalta Rashi here explains that this refers to roasting. As we know, the Korban Pesach can only be eaten roasted in the place Hashem has selected. In this context, when it says uvishalta, it means roasting. And then it says, and you shall eat matzah for 6 days. How could that be? Don't we eat matzah for 7 days? So the one who asked this question is Rashi. Rashi on this very pasuk. Rashi asked the question. So Rashi gives two answers. One answer, Shiva min hayoshon, Yeshisha min hechadosh. We know that on the first day Pesach, on the second day Pesach, we bring the korban oimer, which is matir, chodosh, the new grain of the year. So when it says in the pasuk, in the beginning of the parasha 7, it means yoshon, from the old grain, because the first day of Pesach, the matzah can be from last year. But if you want to bake matzah from chodosh, that only can be done on from the second day of Pesach and onward, because you have not yet brought the korban oimer. So with regard to the laws of chodosh, chodosh only becomes mutter on day number 2, so you only have 6 days to enjoy chodosh. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that's 6 days. But if you wish to prepare matzah from last year's crop, then you have 7 days, because you're not limited by the first day, even though you have not yet brought the Omer, but you can still prepare matzah from last year's crop. That is how Rashi reconciles the contradiction between 6 and 7. Then Rashi gives another answer. The second answer is that it's coming to teach you that a person has no obligation to eat matzah the latter 6 days of Pesach. There is an obligation to eat matzah the first day Pesach, specifically the first night of Pesach, but the remaining 6 days, if you wish to eat bread, you can only eat matzah, and for every kezayis of matzah you eat, there is certainly a mitzvah, but there is no obligation. And the way we derive this is by reconciling the contradiction between the pasuk that says 7 versus the pasuk that says 6. If the second pasuk says 6, that means the 7th day, you have no obligation. And we have a principle, Dovar Shoya Bechlal, V'yotza Menachlal L'lamed, Lo L'lamed Al Atzma Yotza, Elo L'lamed Al Kol Al Klal Kula Yotza. The first day is not negotiable, because the first day the Torah demands we must eat. But the other 6 days, we have an indication that we do not have to eat, and we have an indication that you do. So since one of the remaining 6 days, there is certainly no obligation, that's a revelation. And the other 6 days, there is likewise no obligation. Okay, so in a nutshell, what we have done over here is we have shown that in Chumash Devarim, in Parashas Re'eh, and we are going to read this section on the last day of Pesach, in the section that discusses the mitzvah of matzah, there is an open, blatant contradiction as to how many days we need to eat matzah. Do we eat matzah 7 days, or do we eat matzah 6 days? And Rashi has given us two simple answers how to reconcile this contradiction. I'd like now to present to you a homiletic approach to this contradiction. And the first thing we have to note is when it says regarding the 7 days of matzah, there's a very important word that is presented. Shavas yomim, 7 days, tochal olav. You shall eat upon it. What is it? What is it referring to? What is the subject? The korban pesach. The other pasuk that says 6 days, it says sheishas yomim, tochal matzos. Eat matzah for 6 days. It leaves out the word olav. Upon it. I'm trying to suggest this idea is not a fully developed idea. I leave this to you to fully develop. There are multiple reasons as to why we eat matzah. In the Haggadah, when we recite the words of Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol mishloi omar shloisha devarim elu b'pesach lo yotzi dechayvasam de'elohein pesach matzumar." Anyone that does not recite these 3 things does not fulfill his obligation. What are the 3 things? Pesach, matzah, and maror. And when we go on to explain matzah, we explain in the Haggadah, the reason why we eat matzah is because matzah zu shon oichlem al shom mo, al shom shlo hispik b'tzeikam lahachnitz, the dough of the Jewish people did not rise at. There was no time for the dough to rise. Add, Shehigle aleihem melech malchei hamelochim hakodosh baruch hu ugi olam. Hashem revealed himself to the Jewish people. It was a revelation. The revelation came in the form of the divine presence in the pillar of cloud, in the column of fire, and demanded that we proceed, we leave Egypt. Be'etzem hayom hazeh. Gilui Shechina, the revelation of the Shechina. Gilui Shechina. And that's interesting that that's what we're eating matzah. If you'd ask the average person, why do we eat matzah? They would probably say the reason why we eat matzah is because the Egyptians chased us out. As it says in the pasuk, "Garshu mimitzrayim, v'lo yochlu lehismaneah, v'gam tzedo le'osu lohem." The Egyptians, the firstborns, were slayed, chatzos laila, and they had enough of the Jewish people and demanded that they depart immediately. They were unable to delay 1 second. They were being pushed out. Not because of a revelation of Hashem, but the Egyptians, our bitter enemies, they pushed us out of Egypt in haste, in a state of emergency. Nothing to do with the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how then, what's the reason why we eat matzah? Furthermore, when we begin the Haggadah, we say, this is the poor man's bread that they served us as slave food in Egypt. A different reason for eating matzah. So, why are we eating matzah? And to make matters more complex, it says here in Devarim that when we eat the matzah for 7 days, we eat the matzah on love. The eating of the matzah for 7 days is in connection, as an attachment to the korban pesach. What we've done over here is we've presented many different elements of why we eat matzah. In the Haggadah, we declare we're eating matzah because Hashem revealed himself to us and told us it's time to leave. On the other hand, we ate the matzah as slave food. We eat matzah as a remembrance of the fact that we were driven out by the Egyptians, and the Torah tells us to eat the matzah with the korban pesach. So I'd like to suggest we can really, to a large degree, we can summarize our eating of the matzah into two different categories. One category of eating the matzah is indeed a reminder of the revelation. Well, let's put it in these words. The pasuk here says, eat matzah 7 days together with the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach primarily focuses on the fact that Hashem murdered the Egyptians. Hashem slayed the Egyptians. Hashem was Pesach al HaPesach. The reason why the Korban Pesach is called Pesach is because Hashem passed over. He passed over the homes of the Egyptians. He passed over and he spared us. In reaction to Hashem having pity upon us and passing over us, the Egyptians ejected us. The eating of the matzah with the Korban Pesach captures an element of Hashem eliminating our enemies, saving us from our enemies, having compassion upon us. And in fact, Rashi tells us that the translation of the word Pesach is the chama, mercy, compassion. Pesach Hashem ala Pesach. Hashem had compassion upon the Jewish people, and thus he passed over us. He spared us. On the other hand, there's another element of eating matzah, which represents Hashem revealed himself. And I'm suggesting the revelation is not necessarily connected to Hashem's compassion over us. Hashem revealed himself to us because of his obligation, his duty to do so, to fulfill the promise he made to Avraham Avinu. The night of Pesach was the night of fulfillment of the vow that Hashem said, V'yachreichem yetzu b'rechush gadol. On this night, the Jewish people will leave Egypt. They will be slaves for 400 years, and they will leave. They will leave Egypt. Hashem revealed himself. Hashem fulfills his promises. But there's another element. And that element is almost as if it's the Torah telling us that even if Hashem would not have had any promise to Avraham, he still would have redeemed us because he loves us. He has compassion upon us. Upasach Hashem ala Pesach, Rashi v'chomal Hashem has shown the Jewish people in their own merit, besides the merit of their forefathers, that we are deserving of his compassion. And that's why we eat the matzah together with the Korban Pesach for 7 days. So now, let me conclude with this mashal to bring everything together. There was once a Rebbe, a big Rebbe, and in front of the Rebbe were two Hasidim who were dancing. And the Rebbe said to those that were close to him, watch these two Hasidim, watch how they dance. I want to make a prediction. This Hasid will dance longer than the other Hasid. Between these two Hasidim, this particular Chassid, he's going to continue to dance after the other Chassid stops. And that's exactly what happened. The two Chassidim were dancing for a while, and then one of them stopped dancing and sat down to rest. And the other Chassid continued to dance and dance and dance. Later, those that were close to the Rebbe said, Rebbe, how did you know? Explain to us, how did you know that? Those two Hasidim, how did you know to predict that one would come to stop and rest and the other would continue? And the Rebbe said, I know my Hasidim. The Chos that stopped earlier, he was dancing in joy for what he accomplished in the past. The Chosid that continued to go on, he was dancing for the future, the joy and the simcha that he felt he could achieve and accomplish moving ahead into the future. Every day of Pesach, we eat matzah. For the first 6 days of Pesach, we eat matzah for two reasons. We eat matzah because of the pasuk that says, eat matzah for 6 days. And there's another pasuk that says you shall eat matzah for 7 days. The pasuk that says eat matzah for 6 days is a general pasuk. It's telling us that the reason why we eat matzah is because matzah zushan oichel mal shuma al shum shlehistik al gilu shchina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Klal Yisrael on that night to the Jewish people and redeemed them. And there's another reason why we eat matzah for the first 6 days. It's because we eat it together in connection with the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, as we explained, is translated Ufasach Hashem ala Pesach, is the compassion that Hashem has for us for our own sake. Not only because he needed to reveal himself to fulfill the promise of the others. Tzachomal, compassion for who we are. For 6 days, we eat matzah for two reasons. Number one, it's a zecher for the others, the gilui shchina. Number two, the korban pesach, uposach Hashem ala pesach. Shivas yamin toichal olov matzahs. Eat the matzahs together with the Korban Pesach. But when it comes to the seventh day of Pesach, one of the two reasons drops out. The reason of eating matzah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us and told us the geula, the time has come, that comes to an end at the end of day six. But on day seven, we go on one more day to eat matzah because of Ufosach Hashem ala Pesach, the love that Hashem has for us, not only in the merit of our forefathers, that it's now 400 years, but in our very own merit. In other words, the matzah of the future, of Klal Yisrael's intrinsic value, and love that he has for us in our own right continues and surpasses the eating of the matzah of what was predestined to be because we are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We don't take that for granted. We certainly don't, the Zechus Avos. But it's even a greater merit when you have your own Yichus, your own Zechus, your own merit. Two psukim. Eat matzah for 6 days, eat matzah for 7 days. Two different reasons why we eat matzah. One, the reason of the 6 days we're trying to suggest really represents the past. Eating 7 days represents the future. Every single day, they both apply. But on the last day of Pesach, it's only the future. Like the two Hasidim who were dancing. The Chaz that was dancing in the past came to rest before the chassid was dancing to the joy of what has yet to come. Before I conclude, I want to give a shout out to a person that listens to the shiur with incredible diligence and excitement and is very active in commenting on the chat. Her name is Esther, momentarily Esther Pollock, Mrs. Esther Pollock. And the reason why I want to give her a shout-out is because I know that she was a student of Rebbetzin Beruria David. Rebbetzin David passed away today. May her neshama have an aliyah. Aleh HaShalom, she was a world-class melumedes. She was a mechanech. She educated literally thousands and thousands of girls, the highest level of advanced learning for women all over the world. They came to a seminary in Eretz Yisrael known as BJJ. She was the husband of Yibabu Chaim Tov Maruchim, Rabbi Yonason David. She was the only child of the Gaon Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, Zeche Tzadik Levracha. The Shiva of Chaim, Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, extremely powerful, influential person who molded and shaped Yiddishkeit in America and whose impact has reached all four corners of the earth, including Eretz Yisrael. His daughter was certainly his pride and joy, and he gave over to her everything, everything that he taught, he knew. The Sfarim Pachad Yitzchak, rumor has it, were written by Revitzin David, Revitzin Bury David. Her father dictated, wrote. I'm not exactly sure of the details, but she was a legend, legend beyond words. It's very sad that she passed away today. And I know that Mrs. Esther Pollack was a student of Revitzin David in the seminary BJJ. And therefore, I just want to dedicate tonight's shiur to Revitzin David, only in the zechus of her devoted student, Mrs. Esther Pollack, and may her neshama have an aliyah, and may we witness a bright, prosperous future of blessing, comfort, salvation, where we can truly witness the coming of Mashiach, Tchias HaNesim, and all of the special brachos concepts that we are really very distant from truly understanding the depth of what they mean, but we have emunah pshuta and emunah shleima, and these things will come very soon, and in its wake will bring enormous blessing, happiness, and fulfillment to Klal Yisrael and the entire world. Have a good Chol HaMoed, enjoy Chol HaMoed, a wonderful Shvi Shal Pesach, and likewise the Acharon Shal Pesach. Thank you for listening and have a good night.